flows like water.
Olden in the Way Sisters. Laugh and learn with me, Janet.
And me, Nancy.
The Bitchin' Sisters. We're growing old in a new world with skyrocketing costs, crazy fashions, changing norms, and with limited time left.
We'll entertain you and inform you. Let's look back at how it was and ahead to what's coming. Janet, do you remember when we were kids in upstate New York and we used to spend entire days in the woods?
Oh, yeah. I loved it so much.
Me too. I didn't know you felt the same way.
I loved it.
There were no adults around, and we'd make forts and we'd play house.
We'd start fires.
Little ones.
Well, nothing burned down, but it was pretty scary off from time to time.
You know, it was by far my favorite memory of childhood. It actually cemented my love for nature. I felt like it was my home away from home. Jump to the present. And sometimes when I'm driving into La Crosse, a city of over 52,000, I stare at all the condos and apartment buildings with, you know, their little balcony spaces.
I know.
Do you see that?
I'm just appalled. Like, what do these people do? What kinds of lives do they lead? They just, I mean, to my mind, they just are watching TV and going out to eat in restaurants, and I don't know. I mean, it's not for me.
It's just a small space, and there's usually a lawn chair or two and a table between them and a couple of plants maybe and not much else. And for you, you're saying you wonder what they're doing inside, and I'm thinking they're sitting in their chairs looking out between the ironrod fence around the tiny bit of cement flooring. And seeing a lot of similar cement and buildings. And I think to myself, I hope I never have to do that, to be confined to such a small, minuscule space of nature. I mean, when you think about where you live right now and how much nature you see, tell me about it.
Well, we look out at trees, at birds, at a hillside that goes up. I mean, we're in a hollow. It's hard to imagine, but we don't get a lot of sun. It's because we're at the bottom of this narrow valley.
There's not one house around you.
Right, and at night, we can't see any lights. We love this. People pay, I think people pay millions of dollars for this kind of seclusion, and yet here we are. We don't have a lot of money at all. I mean, we're poor compared to most Americans and to many Americans, I should say. And yet we feel like we are the richest people around.
And for me, for the last 59 years, I've lived in the countryside, full of nature. I lived in a cottage on the Atlantic, an apple farm in inland Maine on a hill, on another hill outside the small city where I now reside. And then for the past 23 years, I've lived on 40 acres of farmland on top of yet another hill. I have so much privacy at my fingertips, just like you, and so much nature. Every morning, I'm sharing the backyard with deer, so much so that they just ignore me when I put out my bird feeders. There's also a lot of turkeys running around, moms with their babies looking like little pterodactyls. And at night, I don't know about you, but I hear coyotes and owls.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
And we see scat in the morning from raccoons and occasionally a black bear.
Scat to you city folks. That's
shit.
Poop, manure.
On a daily basis, like, we'll call each other over across the room to look at the habitat that's outside our windows, and we're the spectators of them. And I can't rarely drive down our quarter-mile driveway without stopping for rabbits, squirrels, grouse, and even deer napping on the edge. I can't live without nature. Never have. When I divorced, I borrowed a teepee from a friend, and I lived in nature.
I believe you now.
It's healing power worked its magic on my soul. My then 3-year-old son and I would roam the woods, scavenging for mushrooms, walking the trails, sitting on the beach, watching the waves from the Atlantic, and flying our kites along the shore. Nature's quiet, forgiving, accepting essence made it easy to reset my life. It was, and still is, a refuge from the busyness of our human lives. Filled with work, errands, appointments, it's a place to unwind and recharge, away from the computer and TV screen. And exposure to natural light and fresh air has a powerful effect on our moods. Natural sunlight, in particular, boosts serotonin production in the brain, which helps us to regulate our moods and feel uplifted. It's a great balance if we just choose to be part of it. So I choose every day to get outside, whether it's a walk or just sitting in my garden listening to the sounds of nature. When I come over to your house, I'm usually walking around the outside looking at your gardens. I find it's invigorating. It refreshes my soul, calms me, and grounds me. I'm constantly in awe of the changing landscape, the seasons, the new growth peeking its head.
That's the way I feel. I make these books, these photo books, and I give one. We give them to our kids at holiday time, and sometimes they say, "Oh, you have almost the same pictures year after year." Yes, but tiny little differences. This plant grew and prospered. Look at these roses. This one is never going to be seen again. You know, little incremental changes that I notice because I am part of this. That's what I love.
But what I hear nowadays, though, is how little people in America actually make it a point to get outside in nature. Have you heard that?
Yeah. And I mean, as you say, when you drive into La Crosse, you see all these buildings. We go down to Madison and near Sun Prairie, where one of our sons lives, and I am just appalled when I see all these apartment buildings going up in what used to be farmland.
Exactly. My research tells me that 1 in 6 American adults reports never spending free time in nature. When they were asked, what keeps you from doing that? By far the most common category of responses mentioned by nearly 1/3 of the respondents has to do with work-related obligations. And health issues and disabilities were second. Maybe they should add that they don't live in a nature-inclined space either, like the small terraces on apartment buildings. It makes me worry, Janet, just like what you were saying about what used to be farmland is now a building.
Yeah.
That laws will be passed that limit what public lands people have available to them. They may be given up by politicians who want to reclaim that land for oil or residential living space, or in Joni Mitchell's words, to put up a parking lot.
Yep.
If people don't use the land available to them, this is what I fear the most. They don't care what happens to it. As parents, we need to get our kids out into nature because they're the next generation. We need to do this on a regular basis. Educate them about where litter is supposed to go, the trash can, not the street or the park. And by setting a good nature-loving example, we'll be doing our part to keep nature alive in our kids. Try to get to a park, preferably not just a skate park. Explore a school forest. They have trails and often a warming house.
We have the Kickapoo Valley Reserve here, which is a nature park. It is all natural. There are a few trails, but it is mostly natural. And on this property also is what is called the Kickapoo Valley Forest School. Children, it's part of our local public school system, but this is a school where the kids are outside almost all of the time.
They even have raincoats for them and boots so that they can
go out during all kinds of weather along with the teachers. They use natural things they build little,
huts. They build little huts.
I was going to say, I'm really butchering it, but yeah, they build shelters and huts. They play games.
They remind me of us when we were little.
Yeah, just like you were saying, it was when we were in the woods by ourselves having our own little society there.
They have limits of how far out they can go, and they know what those limits are.
Yeah.
And the teachers are there to monitor them.
It's a great school for kids, and it teaches them to value the things that you were talking about earlier. Because they know it firsthand, and we hope that it will stay with them, and they will protect it for everyone in the future.
And the only way you can enhance that in a child is to have them experience it. In the words of Laura Ingalls Wilder, some old-fashioned things like fresh air and sunshine are hard to beat. Janet and I come to you twice a month with new episodes. Some are funny, some are serious. Some are just our crazy opinions. I hope you enjoyed our show.
Me too. It's been a pleasure. Music by Hall and Sidnor.
The fields and the forests grow.